CD 2, track 17. 1.
Some of my friends said I was off my head when I agreed to go for medicinal leeches to help my blood circulation. To be honest, initially I was in two minds too. It wasn't an obvious decision for me, as such a treatment reminded me of medieval rather than modern medicine. However, after hearing all the pros and cons, I went for it. It wasn't as painful as I'd expected, and it worked, as I'd been reassured by the physician who was doing it. I felt great afterwards. I told my friends how effective it was, but they said they'd never go for a procedure like that.
2.
To be honest, it took me some time to agree to a treatment like that. Not that I was skeptical. I just needed to read up on it and decide whether or not it was for me. I decided to go for it. On the day of the treatment, I had to wear nothing but a pair of trunks and go into a chamber cooled to as much as minus 15 degrees C for 4 minutes. It was absolute hell for me. I felt like my life was going to end there and then. I knew it would only be a short time, but it felt like an eternity to me. I felt extreme discomfort, and I wanted out. After that, I kept telling my friends to never give it a go, as it was a frightful experience. A bit painful, too.
3.
I'm not sure you've heard of pearl powder treatment. I learnt about this traditional Chinese medicine a few months ago when I was talking to my friend who had skin problems. I was quite unsure whether or not I should go for it, but the method certainly sounded interesting as I'd been having acne problems for years. I'd tried lots of other treatments before and nothing worked. I decided to read up about it, and when I was sure it was safe, I applied the powder from crushed pearls to my face. After the treatment, to my utter astonishment, my skin looked healthier. I'm going to have another treatment next month, so maybe one day my skin will be perfect.
4.
I'd been suffering from backache for a long time. I always blamed my sedentary lifestyle and lack of exercise for that situation. I had a demanding but well-paid job and hardly any time to take care of myself. The pain was increasing and I was beginning to find it hard to walk properly. Once, when I was at a party, I overheard a conversation between two colleagues of mine who were raving about an excellent masseur who worked wonders for people with backache. I joined the conversation and it didn't take them long to convince me of the benefits of having such a massage. What a sensible decision it was.